going a little bit back, it's, you can look at me now and say, okay, good for you, Petya, you got it all. But I need them to see the guts, to see that I wasn't born like this.
You are exactly where you are supposed to be. Hello, hello. I'm the host here. This is the Strong Body, Strong Soul show, and my name is Maria. But it doesn't really matter what my name is. This show is about helping you, the listener, enrich your life in some way. Let's face it. Most of us need a coach or a mentor. I would say all of us, in some capacity. We need someone else to learn from and grow. So, I'm so thrilled to bring you this interview today. Petya Kolobova. She is amazing. I'm so excited to share this conversation with you. She is an alignment abundance coach. She helps women intuitively align with their inner vision so they can experience personal and professional magnetism and become unapologetically abundant. But she's so much more than just a coach. And we're here to help you, perhaps, become a little more unapologetically you. Here we go.
The reason my show is called Strong Body, Strong Soul is because I'm here to remind you that you are so much more than just your physical body. And I've been having such rewarding conversations with people from all over the globe that are really nourishing the communities around them. And those communities reach across the globe, obviously, especially during this pandemic, we're reaching across and using this technology in amazing, amazing ways. I have Petya here. Petya, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here.
Thank you so much for having me today here. And you know, it's such a beautiful like game, like, hey, this is Petya and Petya talk about yourself. I love it. Just like passing it, right? Like it's so beautiful. It's amazing, you know, because people, you can just like sit there and read my bio, but it really never defined the essence, right? Like how exactly. Do you want to put your own essence yes. in some bio? The bio doesn't speak, the bio doesn't have an energy. And it's just like, okay, let's put Petya in a box and describe her in few sentences, right? Which good luck and try to fit me in some box.
Yes. And seriously, that's why I love audio and any of this kind of technology we're recording right now, but it's our personalities and our energy that's going out. And you're absolutely right. You can't just read that on a bio.
It's so beautiful, you know, because if people look at me now, what they will see, it's, you know, successful online coach, entrepreneur, just got married with the love of my life. We moved to a beautiful tropical location, which everything about this place, I manifest that, you know, because I wanted to live tropical and have green everywhere and have a pool and like big king bed and all these like details that I used to just like dream about. Now I'm living it. But it's so easy for people to look at me, who am I being now and what am I doing, right? But I also want to share with people that there has been a journey to get and really embody who I am. One thing I wanted to share with you that I don't think you know about me, Maria.
Please tell me.
I renamed my podcast. When I launched my podcast over 3 years ago, it was called Be Strong Minded.
Oh, okay.
Because it really embodied the three parts of our being, right? Be is the being, is the spirit. Mm-hmm. Strong is the strength, is the physical. And minded is the mindset. Mm-hmm. So that was my show. And then I renamed it to Unapologetically Abundant.
Yes.
Because I realized that, you know, a few years ago after, you know, I launched my podcast, I realized that when I really become unapologetically myself, that's when the true abundance came into my life. Yes. And not just, you know, having online six-figure coaching business, but really working with people I love.
Right.
Traveling the world and being treated like the queen every single day by my husband. Yeah. It's something that I used to just dream about and many people do. Right. So it's beautiful, but going a little bit back, it's, you can look at me now and say, okay, good for you, Petya, you got it all. But I need them to see the gap. I need them to see that I wasn't born like this.
Well, the thing is too, well, first of all, okay, where are you from originally? Because your accent is so beautiful.
And Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic. And I know I saw some of your work that you're putting out there. You do comment on it sometimes. It's true. Your accent, sometimes people can have preconceived ideas. Yeah. You know, like the other day I was having a really great conversation on Clubhouse with a girl she wasn't from India. She was Indian and she had an Indian accent, but she lives in Savannah, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And she's been there for like 20 years. Mm-hmm. But people assume things when they hear your voice. Yeah. And I think that the journey is that's where the growth happens, of course. Mm-hmm. And seeing you go through the stages of your life and your journey and your evolution is just such a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. It's just, wow. And I was really impressed with some of your podcast interviews. You're mm-hmm. just so, the conversations flow so beautifully. Mm-hmm. I think you're so well-spoken and I think your accent is beautiful. And I think your writing is great on your Instagram posts. Oh my God, you guys, go follow Petya. She's amazing. I'm serious. Oh my gosh. And I think one of the things that really popped out at me that you were talking about recently in your content mm-hmm. was the idea of we're not out here on social media to say, hey, look at me, look at me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's opposite. Mm-hmm. I think it takes a lot of vulnerability and courage mm-hmm. to actually go on video like this, yeah. to actually use your voice and allow people to know yeah. who you are and where you came from.
Absolutely.
You know? It's just beautiful.
Thank you so much. I really receive all that recognition. It's beautiful because I used to yeah. be ashamed of my accent. I used to be ashamed that my grammar, it's not perfect, you know, and, I really learned along my journey that you gotta do what it's true to you.
Yeah.
And my clients absolutely love my accent. It makes me unique. It makes me different. Mm-hmm. And I'm like really happy that I could travel the world. I live in, you know, 5 different countries, you uh-huh. know, and I speak 5 languages, not because I was in 5 countries, but it coincides, you know, I speak 5 languages and it makes you be more open.
Yes.
Because I was raised and born in a very small town in Czechia. And even back then as the little girl, I knew there must be more in life.
Yeah.
I knew I meant for more, that this can't be it. You know, looking around me, my parents, my grandparents, you know, my stepfather was a narcissist and he was mentally and physically abusive. And I see my mom always on diets and always people pleasing and then sitting in her anger because she feels unappreciated, you know, and uh-huh. I'm like, I don't want to be like this. I don't want right. to live like that.
Right.
But being in the toxic environment created some toxicity, you know, for right. me, like
right.
going through toxic relationships when I felt unworthy and unlovable and people pleasing and eating disorder for 2 decades, hating myself, hating my body. Mm-hmm. And hurting myself in a ways that I would never wish for anyone, you know? So right. we get to go through this journey, but what I want to remind people, you don't have to hit the rock bottom, because sometimes I think it's misconception, the thing that you have to go through the darkness and hit the lowest of the low. So you get up, you don't have to, right. you can just come to the moment and to say, I'm not going to settle anymore. I don't yes. love this job. I am tired of this relationship. I'm tired of my health. I deserve something better.
Right,
and it goes right. back to that feeling of worthiness and deserving.
Absolutely.
You get to declare it first.
Absolutely. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Just mm-hmm. the idea that we dim our light mm-hmm. because we have these ideas that we aren't good enough, that we're not supposed to make that much money, that we're not supposed to impact people, that you're right. You know, we have this idea that suffering is involved. I've interviewed musicians in the past that, you know, they're always there's this idea that you have to be a starving musician for 30 years, you know, before you break it big, and you have to wait till you're like 50 or 60 years old to do that. And you don't. Look at you. And it's okay if you do wait. There are people out there, you know, that are amazing, that take their time. Every step of the way matters, and it makes you stronger.
It really reminds me, that is really beautiful. It reminds me one time, my best friend back in Vegas, she gave me a card when I was going through my stuckness and, you know, painful relationship. She gave me a card that says, "You're on the right path because you are on your path." And it's something we get to remember.
Yes,
that your journey is never going to look like somebody else's.
Right.
You get to be unapologetically you. That's when you can really step into living your truth, living your purpose, and living life that just feels good to you.
Yes.
Instead of trying to fit the boxes and doing the things you're feeling you should.
Right.
When you shed all of these layers of the shoulds and coulds and just like open yourself up to the possibilities, it's endless.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that. Absolutely. And I think you work with people, with women, more women, all women.
All women. Sorry, okay. Guys. My husband works with men. I work with women. We have divided at home. Nobody's missing out. He's amazing.
Well, I would love to hear your perspective on what you would say to the men out there to support their women. But I wanted to ask you first, you know, you work with women who working their way through trauma. Mm-hmm. And like you just said, you have your own source of that in your life as well. How do you get people? What are your top things that you tell clients to help pull them up out of their negative energy?
That's an amazing question. And I can go into it like into so many like different angles.
Yeah, right.
Because each and every one of us has a different traumas. For some people, some of my clients, when we connect and they fill out the questionnaire to work with me, when I read their life stories, I'm like, oh my gosh, how this person can be so nice going through so much pain and abuse and things that should never happen to a human being. And less to a child. Many of them were abused as a child. Mm-hmm. So some of them are these like deep rooted traumas, but some of them, their trauma was they felt just unseen because their parents were working too much. And one time they forgot them in Costco and they felt lost and abandoned, right? So every time there is emotional turmoil, we can recognize it as a trauma, right? We're not going to like Google definition or encyclopedia definition. I'm talking about the things that broke your heart, about the things that made you feel less than. And we all have those things, Maria, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Each and every one of them, I guide them back. We have to go to the past because women come to me and they say, I want more money. I want to build business. I want the man of my dreams. I want to be impacting more people. Help me to help more people, right?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, but you are future focused. Let's see where you're coming from.
Right.
Let's see what made you into the person who you are today. And we work on past, you know, past traumas, healing, inner child work, hypnosis, you know, meditations, neurolinguistical programming, and reprogramming their mind. That's how we overcome these negative beliefs and limitations, right? You get to look in the past. When you shed the light in the past, you can step into the future and ask yourself, who am I? Who am I when I'm not everything for everyone, especially for women?
Right.
Most of us were raised into nurturing and people pleasing, putting yourself in a back burner. And maybe if you have a time, you can take care of you and then feel guilty about it, right?
Right.
Then we can step into the present moment. Who am I? What are my true desires? You know, and what are my values? Am I embodying them?
Right.
When we do the past and present, then I can teach you about future. I can help you to embody your dreams, but not before. There is no bypassing in life.
Right. You know, I love everything that you just said. And one of the things that when I'm working with people, I try to remind them, it's not a competition of whose scars are worse. than anyone else's too. Because sometimes people tend to compare themselves. You know, if we're talking about sexual assault and harassment, you know, any kind of invasion of your personal space is a trauma. And we don't have to just say, oh, well, I wasn't raped, so it wasn't that bad. But it was bad. Mm-hmm. It's okay to identify it. Yeah. It's all individual. And I think that you have a choice in how long you're going to allow that trauma to stay with you. And I often talk about scars. You're going to go through life with scars, but how big and how deep they are, you can control. You know,
absolutely. And I feel it's like you said, like there are traumas and there are scars that these traumas leave, and you can either choose to be in victim mode. It would be so easy for me to go back into the victim mode and binging and purging and over exercising and saying that my husband, you know, it's not a good person, right? It would be so easy to look out or say my father hurt me and that's why I'm the way I am.
Yeah.
But being in the victimhood never helped anyone, not you and not those around you. But when you can really step into that place, like these things happened, but that's not who I am.
Right.
And seeing how did it shape you into the person who you are today.
Right. Right.
Right. So using that in your advantage to be inspired. And that's what I'm doing. Like you read my captions. I'm very vulnerable, very open. Not everybody likes it, you know, and I don't need to be liked by everyone. I don't care about that anymore. Been there, done that. And now I don't care, because when you are truly true to yourself and what lights you up, then your people come to you and they want to be in your life and they want to be supported by you. We were on one event with my husband and one girl, she came to me. We were talking because she was from Europe, two different countries, but Europe. And she was like, so how do you convince women to work with you? And I started laughing. Yes, I was laughing.
Oh my God, just that word.
I don't even think she realized that, because English first, it's not her first language, but I was starting to laugh. I'm like, honey, I don't even have advertising. I don't even have ads. Women come to me because they're magnetized, because I am living a life that they want to be living, because those women want to be helping more people.
Right.
And I am doing that and I can guide them. And, you know, later we were chatting and she signed up for my retreat, you see, and I wasn't even convincing her. I just shared with her what I'm doing. And she was like, oh my God, do you have place? Like, I would love to come. And
I love that.
You never have to be forcing your people.
Absolutely. And I think the more you try to be a people pleaser, the more you dilute your energy and your energetic signature that's going out there. If you're worried about who's going to like you, it changes everything. And I don't want to keep you very long. I want to hear about your retreat. Tell everybody about your retreat. I know it's too late probably to sign up now.
This one, for the next one. Yeah, this one, it's already sold out for November. We are doing 11-11, but we have next one in January, 1-11. And it's absolutely gorgeous. It was a download idea for me. And we are doing Healing the Healer.
Okay.
Because if we realize it or not, each and every one of us is healer. And it doesn't matter if with your essence and your energy, you just want to be the best mom possible, or you want to be changing the world and being a speaker or fear coach or literally healer.
Yes.
You get to heal yourself first.
Yes. I love that, because I mean, it's so important. I think any teacher, any healer, you are the best when you acknowledge that you have your own healing to do as well. There's no one up at the top that has all the answers. It just doesn't happen that way. And that's beautiful. So the one in November is in Tulum.
All of them are now, because
they are in January also.
Yep. And in April too, but April, it's like too far away. I cannot plan that far away. It's like here on a pin, but because we already have a waiting list for the January one. So we're just working on the pages as we speak now. My beautiful husband is doing that. But all of our retreats right now are in Tulum. I used to do them in Bali and Las Vegas, but now we are in Tulum. I'm like, we got to use this beautiful place. It's such a healing place just to be in the energy. It's beautiful. And we are bringing in like other like people who are working and living here for decades, you know, like
that is where you live.
Yes.
That is your tropical place.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so, I'm just putting it all together. Oh, that's beautiful. Yep. And it's so amazing. Like one of the things you were sharing on Instagram the other day was about not posting, look at me kind of stuff. And I've had people, if I post, I live in Southern California, so I'm near Malibu, the beach. And if I talk about the energy healing of water and ocean, I'm not posting out there in the world to make people jealous. You know, I've had people respond and say, well, I'm not near the ocean. And they get kind of irritated. And those aren't the people that need to follow me, first of all. But it's like, share beauty in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here.
Maria, you gotta remember, like, you're perfect for your perfect people. That's what I always tell my clients.
Yeah,
there might be people who come to not like what you're doing, but it doesn't matter. And when you elevate their energy from that, they're not going to even come. I don't have people complaining on my content. I don't have people.
No.
Here and there it happens, like in a DMs that I got a criticism, but it was eye-opening for me to see what is still triggering me. So everything is beautiful teacher.
And, you know, I only got one comment like that, but there you go. It's still with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little trauma on my ego that's still there for me to even mention it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get to that point, to really heal and clear it and never think about that again, that's where I need to go. That's where, like you said, you know, especially from a parenting standpoint, I think, like you said a minute ago about, you know, not picking up your kid on time or something. Sometimes the kid has a trauma, but sometimes the parent does. You know, I've had situations with my kids where I didn't do something and they didn't even know, but I knew. I was like, I didn't make that scrapbook, or I didn't do something that everybody else is doing. And there we go. Like, it's okay. Just be you.
Yeah.
Just you're in a very unique situations. All of us are.
Yeah.
And just like you said, that's beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put your website and all that kind of stuff in the show notes, of course, so that people can find you. And I really want to encourage you guys to go and find Petya out there on social media. I think the work that you're putting out here in the world is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm so honored that you came onto the show. I think that one of the things I've learned over time is no matter how big and famous or impactful somebody may be, don't be afraid to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always a worthwhile conversation and you don't know who your voice is going to touch.
That's absolutely true. You never know who is listening, who can find us, and they will realize this is exactly what I needed.
Yes. Like little butterfly wings, little butterflies floating to whoever is meant to hear us.
Mm-hmm.
So I so appreciate you, Petya. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. And thank you everybody for watching. I really appreciate you. And if you're following Petya already, hi, I'm Maria. And everybody who's on my page here. Yeah, that's Petya.
Thank you, Maria. Have a beautiful day and thank you for having
me. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope you guys had fun listening to that conversation right there. I have to admit, we had that conversation months ago. You have now missed the November workshop. You've also missed the January workshop, but don't worry. Petya has another one coming up in April. So please do check the show notes for how to reach out to Petya. Also, you may have picked up on it. This particular interview was done on video. It was done live on my Facebook page, Strong Body, Strong Soul. You can go ahead and find us over there if you want to see us on camera, not just hear us. And please do go ahead and give us a review on the Strong Body, Strong Soul podcast on Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast player, wherever that may be. I really appreciate you. I don't know what platform you are tuning in here from, but you can check the show notes and figure out how to reach out to me. I love interviewing people that are like-minded, really trying to help people to elevate the world around us in whatever small way that might be. No matter how famous you may be, you might want to have a conversation with me. All right, I'm Maria. And if you're interested in podcasting, if you're interested in meditation, go ahead and reach out. Lots of ways to find me. Okay, bye-bye.